Well, first try.
Live from the Royal Canadian Hibernaculum, located just 10 miles south of the magnetic North Pole, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hours. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your hosts, the oldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, renowned referee, honored herpetologist, retired reptile rodeo clown, and number 7 on People Magazine's list of the 50 sexiest insurance agents of 1992, Peg Leg Greg Ringhausen. Also featuring author, inventor, first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the legal representative for the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, and also the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And lastest and leastest, marksman, sculptor, winner of the 2016 Nobel Prize in Reptile Pugilism, a man's man who can cook and eat Brussels sprouts, six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers, and star of your show, Alan Ringhausen.
Whoa!
Bring it on, baby.
Yeehaw.
Ricky, are you having some kind of indigestion? Or
was he burping over there?
He's like, he's got Tourette syndrome over there or something.
Oh, yeah, I heard it just a little bit.
Or maybe that's offensive to people who have Tourette syndrome to be associated
out there
with Rick.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be. So, episode what?
85.
No, 43.
Well, I was half all right.
Well, you were almost half right.
Yeah,
what is episode 43?
It's the Bayou Slam.
Which is?
Oh, yeah.
I can't really tell that. It looks like he's got like a guy in an arm bar.
That's Bardot's.
But then he drops backwards and slams the opponent into the mat.
So who's doing the slamming?
The alligator slamming the human.
No.
I was going to say Bardot's favorite hold.
Yeah.
The exactly. Alligator corraler. From Ponchatoula, Louisiana.
Now, I got a question about something like that. So you got a big 10-foot gator wedged underneath the...
It was 8 foot. But
8 foot gator.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Wedged
foot,
under a motorhome.
Well, a trailer.
Louisiana mansion.
Yeah. Now, when you're...
Miss Jane might not like that.
When you're...
Did you hear that southern accent coming out of me?
Yeah, y'all? I did.
She dominated you, I think.
Oh, she was an amazing storyteller.
She was the alpha.
I would love... But it doesn't take much of
me. Craig was the omega.
Yeah, always the end.
Okay, so you got this 8-foot gator wedged under a mobile home, and you got to dispose of it, but it's still very much alive.
Yep.
Do you crawl in there alongside of it, to where it doesn't have much movement, you know, to where it can't really get you?
Can't grab you and roll.
And put that .38 up against the side of its head and say hello.
He uses a .22. And I can't imagine.
I wouldn't think a .22 would kill a gator.
Well, said .38.
Well, I know, but that's the .22, but that's what they use to hunt gators down there is a .22.
Of course, she said it took 4 shots.
I think I'd step up.
Well, I mean, that's what they do when they're hunting that TV show, the Gator Show.
Oh, that's just fiction.
You know, we talked about
those guys aren't real alligator hunters like us.
Well, Lisa had one of them on the plane, and she said, "Well,
she's
I like
wrestling him."
No, just miring his boots.
He said,
"Well, that one almost got me, but he's on my feet now." So, yeah,
yeah, like Michael Douglas in
Romancing
in
the Stone.
Here we go. Yes, I saw that movie.
Yeah, thank you. Boy, there you go. He's wearing the gator boots at the end of the movie.
Yep.
Okay, last week we talked about bullfighting a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that show was a lot of bull.
Well, you know how they prep the bull, right?
Man, it's got a lot of dead. Yeah, they slash into the tendons of the back of its neck.
Without going into all that again.
Okay.
When it's time to wrestle alligators,
There's
no softening up of the gator.
Oh, no, he's
force. Yeah.
He was fed earlier in the day.
Yeah, I mean...
maybe he shouldn't be.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, why are you going to feed him?
No, be angry.
More aggressive.
Is your average alligator wrestler worshipped by women like toreadors? Matadors?
I am.
Well, that answers that.
Oh, Lord.
It's like asking the owl how many licks it takes to get to the Tootsie Roll Center.
One, two, two.
No, I think he took three. Three,
yeah. Yeah. Three. And then Rick just got ahead of himself on that.
He did.
Okay. All right. We were talking about, earlier today, we had been talking about monkey farms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did research after that.
I think that you need to bring our podcast listeners up to speed in case there's one that didn't listen to the radio.
Have at it, man.
Okay, I brought up the fact that...
in Georgia, I looked this up too.
Yeah, I think it was Newsweek magazine. There's controversy brewing in a neighborhood in Georgia where there is a company that has proposed building a facility that will raise 30,000 monkeys for pharmaceutical research. And some of the neighbors are a little upset.
You know, about having Ape City next to them.
I think that it's classic NIMBYism.
Ooh, big
wow.
Ooh.
But I think there is some credence to...
There's nothing cloudy about it.
...to being concerned about 30,000 monkeys in your backyard.
It is.
What I found out in doing some research is that there are already monkey farms all over the United States.
Okay.
Giant, big monkey farms.
Bigger than this one.
Probably the same size.
Well, this is a $396 million complex being built.
Monkey raising is big business.
Oh, yeah. Scientific purposes.
What's the name of the monkey? The McGilla Monkey Company?
McGilla. Oh, they all have interesting names, though. If you look them up online, I'm not going to mention anything because I don't want to be...
What was the first monkey in space? What was that monkey's
Ham.
Name?
Ham. Is
Ham.
Right.
Okay.
That is, ding, ding, ding. That is correct.
Not the first animal, though. That was...
That was Russian, didn't it?
That was that Russian dog they sent up and killed.
Yeah, that dog's name was Chernobyl.
we brought our monkey back alive.
We
didn't
did.
Kill no monkeys in space.
Okay, so monkey farms. Are there any near us?
There's one in Missouri, I think.
Well, that figure. That goes without saying, right next to the fireworks factory.
Year-round money coming in. You got the fireworks and the monkeys.
Fireworks factory on one side, walnut bowls on the other.
And monkeys in the middle.
Whenever someone gets fired. Monkey in the middle, that should be the name of the company.
There you go.
Monkey in the middle, can I help you? How many would you like? Well, our limit's 20,000.
We better bring a truck over. Yeah, when you see a truck.
What do you have to transport your monkeys in? We don't deliver.
When you see a truckload of cattle, right? Uh-huh. You know, you can look to, you see that that's truckload of cattle. If you had a big truckload of monkeys, you know, and you were on the interstate following them, that would be fascinating, wouldn't it?
Let me, first rule, you do not follow the monkey truck.
No.
You drive alongside the monkey truck.
Oh, you think?
Or you better have a lot of windshield fluid.
No.
Yeah.
Well, they're training them.
What, to throw?
No. To be good monkeys. My question
actually, they are not training them to do anything.
They're just raising them.
They're raising them to be test monkeys.
They just want them to be fruitful and multiply.
That's all they're looking for in that situation.
That sounds like monkey heaven.
Well, I don't think they're being fruitful and multiplying. They're cloning them.
They're not cloning monkeys.
Oh, yes, they are. They're bringing up a class of super intelligent cloned monkeys. And they're going to put them in little white plastic suits, and they're going to invade other planets.
Okay, the guys who have the job of feeding the monkeys and cleaning out the monkey cages, right? Those are not scientists.
No.
How do you know?
No, I just know.
Immigrants.
I mean, you're getting the local high school kids, right?
Maybe. I don't think you'd hire them to do that. No. No, no, no.
My question is, at some point, isn't the intelligence level of the ones in the cage getting pretty close to the...
No, oh, that's harsh,
the
Rick.
The ones you're cleaning the cage.
So you're saying that just because you're at an entry-level job, you're at the intelligence level of a monkey? That's harsh, Rick. You're a cruel person.
I think at the entry level of the monkey cleaning up plant, you know, if that's where you're starting, I mean, you can get a job at McDonald's.
Yeah, it's not going to pay as good as a monkey farm.
That's probably true.
When you get mad and quit at the monkey farm, it's the last thing you do on your way out the door is open all the cages.
I don't think you should be saying things like that, Rick. That's what you do first day on the job. Woohoo! Monkey party!
Look at all of them.
Okay,
look at them all go.
What do you feed 30,000 monkeys a day?
30,000 bananas.
Do you know what they're going on the grocery list for? My God.
But don't they have, aren't they all living like in apartment buildings, the monkeys?
They're kind of
like,
nice cages.
With nice cages and sofas.
It's what they're saying, claiming. It's going to be
right. That was the artist's rendering.
Yeah.
That's the one they show the United States Department of Agriculture.
Okay, here's the other thing I'm curious about. In a 30,000 monkey mega enclosure.
Complete primate pelleted food, fresh fruit, vegetables, insects, and leafy branches adapted for a particular species. Okay. That's a lot of grub.
Yeah, it is. Grubs.
Well,
do they give them smokes?
Well, yeah. Ricky.
Okay.
Big Bang Theory. They had the monkey on there smoked.
That's
and he got mad because it's menthol.
That's a Johnny Carson level monkey there.
Could smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
Well, you knew a guy that could smoke a cigarette, a monkey that smoked a cigarette.
What?
Didn't you have a monkey that smoked a cigarette?
Mean that one that used to live in the garage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah.
It wasn't my monkey. I was just watching him.
He could smoke a cigarette. Oh. As good as Alan. Yeah.
That's why he had to go. He was getting into my smokes.
Listen here, monkey.
And the beer. He was a real problem.
I bet a monkey would like beer.
I bet it would,
too. Oh, man.
I'm guessing that when
30,000 drunk monkeys would not be a good thing.
I'm not going there to clean that cage up.
Not any more than 30,000 college students.
Nah, about the same thing. Okay, now here's the other question. In a mega monkey facility of 30,000 monkeys.
Mega monkey mart.
How many monkeys are dying? You're going to have,
just,
I want to say about 1%.
Okay, 2%. Actuarial. Here's Greg Greenhausen. Greg Greenhausen to talk to us about the.
I'd say no more than 2%. You know, it depends on the big
okay,
fights.
What's 2% of 30,000?
2% of 100 is 2. 2% of 1,000 is 20. 2% of
600.
About 600.
600 dead monkeys a day.
Not a day.
No, through that.
A year.
The,
yeah.
Okay, 600 dead monkeys a year.
That's no more than two a day.
A couple of monkeys a day.
Yep.
But in a week, that's a pickup truckload of dead monkeys.
It's right next to the alligator farm.
Yeah. That's
he said they're softening up the gators for the wrestling matches. That's now you know how it's done.
Wow.
These monkeys getting pretty ripe. Better get them over to the alligator farm pretty quick.
Wow. Alligators like them ripe, you know.
How do you know?
Because they put them in their meat market to ripen.
Meat market to ripen.
In the meat vault, which is a ledge under the water.
That's right.
Rolled them.
That's right.
They take their meat down, let it soften up there.
That's in...
Tenderize.
Crocodile Dundee.
I got that. I did see that movie,
I'm assuming
too.
That an alligator does very similar activity. Okay.
Oh, wait. Before you do whatever you're going to do, let me do a commercial. Where's my commercial?
This is a long one.
Today's episode is brought to you by Insurance Agents Only, the dating app designed especially for insurance agents. Are you a lonely insurance agent with not much time left on the actuarial tables to search for that special someone? Well, Insurance Agents Only is for you. With over 10 years in the insurance agent dating game, IAO has the world's largest data bank of sad, pathetic, and lonely insurance agents. Looking for someone who can engage in one-on-one discussion about irrevocable life annuity trusts, generation-skipping transfer taxes, and collateralized bond obligations? Holding out for that special someone whose skin begins to tingle when he or she hears the words arbitration, catastrophe,
Greg's heart's throbbing over here.
Or unallocated. Well, search no further. Join Insurance Agents Only, and before you know it, you and that special someone will be curled up in front of the fire having that one-on-one discussion about the finer nuances of generally accepted accounting practices. Someone is even now under that liability umbrella waiting for you. Insurance agents only is not available in all states. The decision to date an insurance agent is a serious one and should not be based solely on the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network.
You went a long ways for that one.
Of course, you're happily married. Folks, Greg's happily married. Don't be thinking that you're going to sign on to this app and get Greg Ringhausen.
Oh. Mr. Sexy.
He's taken.
Wow.
Did I ever tell you the sexy story?
Can't wait to hear it.
Does it involve monkeys?
It does not.
Oh, good.
I was, I went up north to an auction. They were having, the government was having this auction of confiscated hunting equipment.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
I'm curious how this is going to get to be sexy.
Really?
And I went up to this and I got a phone call while I was up there at this auction. I'm walking around, you know, and there's hundreds of people at this thing. And I get a call from a friend of mine. He said, where are you at? I said, oh, I'm up at this government auction up north here. He says, oh, he said, so-and-so's up there. I said, I don't know him. He said, yeah, you do. He's been at the workshop. He's the guy they call Big Sexy. I said, what? He said, yeah, you know, Big Sexy. He's the equipment heavy equipment operator. Big Sexy. Tell him I said hi.
So here's and Alan. Welcome.
I'm looking around.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Are you Big Sexy?
Hey.
Big Sexy?
Big Sexy.
And give a little wave and a wink.
Wow.
Hey, buddy. Are you Big Sexy? I just see getting killed at an equipment auction.
So how did you broach that topic?
I said there is not a single man here that I'm going to walk up to and say, hey, Big Sexy.
I was so how'd you find him?
I wasn't looking for a man called Big Sexy.
I don't even know how to approach that. I wouldn't.
You don't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
you don't touch that.
No.
Were you kind of curious what he looked like after that?
Yeah, I was. As a matter of fact, I was looking over the crowd trying to think, well, that burly fellow could be Big Sexy.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, that was.
But, so did you buy any guns?
No, I bought a bunch of deer stands.
Ooh.
I bought. They were auctioning off, you know, different equipment, you know, like confiscated crossbows. They didn't have any actual rifles or anything like that. But they had crossbows, and they had deer stands, and they had blinds, and they had a lot of different stuff, you know, traps, different things like that. But everything was going, you know, like really expensive. And I'm thinking, man, I'm not paying that much for a deer stand or this much or that much. Towards the end of the day, though, the crowd had really thinned out. And then out of a warehouse, the guy says, oh, hang on. We got lot number, what, 841? But they hadn't brought it out yet, and they bring it out, and it's a pallet full of deer stands, just like in one giant big lot. Bought the whole thing. Filled the truck. I had to put stuff on the inside. I had it heaped up and just strapped down just to get it back home.
Now, you can only sit in one deer stand at a time.
It was a wonderful day.
But you never know when you're going to need another one.
No. Rick, you don't understand the nuances of the hunt. You sit in a stand for a while, but you don't want it to, you know, fouled up. So you move around from stand to stand as the season progresses. And the other thing is deer patterns change. And you got to be adaptable. What's wrong with you?
Have you ever hunted a tiger?
Is this a trick? Is this like looking for Big Sexy?
No, I'm curious.
A tiger?
Yeah, something that will hunt you back.
Oh, no. Well, of course, there's nothing, I don't think, in Illinois, anything that's indigenous that would actually hunt and kill you. The biggest threat is probably a rattlesnake, and they're not going to eat
you. We have mountain lions in Illinois, don't we?
Can you prove that?
I've seen Jim Frankie's picture.
There are some sightings of it, but I think they're just now being reintroduced or crossing over from other states.
But, yeah, there might be a mountain lion, and it would hunt and kill you.
It could, yes.
And enjoy it. Do they enjoy that?
I don't know that animals have that kind of emotion, but maybe.
We're getting deeper.
I don't know. Like, when my dog chews up the shoes, it's pretty happy.
Okay. How's that
compared
to a mountain lion killing a human?
Not much different.
Okay.
All right.
Shooting up a shoe.
Okay.
Shooting up a piece of human leather. I don't know. I think so. I'm about to say.
Are we done talking about monkeys?
I don't know why you got more monkey talk. I do have a question. So let's say the cosmetic company needs 1,000 monkeys, right?
Okay, yeah. Just to check out.
Are they putting makeup on them?
Yeah.
While they're smoking.
let's see how this lipstick looks on Bruno.
Okay, so if you're testing lipstick,
yeah.
Do you want a certain grade of attractiveness in your monkey?
You mean like a macaw
I'm just saying
Capucci
ugly
monkey
face monkey or a nice face monkey with full lips. Do they come through and pick out their monkeys one by one, or do they say, give me a gross of monkeys?
I would say gross. Give me a basic monkey.
I mean, if you're
send over 1,000 monkeys ASAP.
We don't care what kind they are. Just bring them.
If you're testing makeup, though, don't you want to know whether it's going to make the monkey more attractive? That's the point of it.
I think it just survives the new makeup.
Yeah, I don't think we're decorating up monkeys here. I mean, you could do that with the dead ones that they're shipping to the gator farm. I think it's all about testing, you know,
to see whether the skin breaks out. Yeah, yeah, survive, whatever.
See whether they go survive wearing
or go crazy.
Concealer.
Yeah, so Botox, man.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's not cosmetic companies as much as pharmaceuticals, I think, is where the majority of these monkeys are going.
Big time.
Big time.
Yeah. Thank you for repeating that.
Try a couple of these aspirin and see if you feel better today. Like that.
Yeah.
This new drug has killed the fewest monkeys.
They should put that on the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know what line's going on the next commercial I write for the Ringhausen Brothers.
Den's Roasters.
Uncle Den's Roasters has killed the fewest people of any moisture on the market.
That's probably true.
That is true.
Yeah.
You know, if you did kill the fewest people with your product, wouldn't you brag about it?
Well, depending on what product you're talking about.
Are you talking about killing the fewest people or fewest monkeys? You said people.
I said people. Well, I mean, at some point you're taking your drug or your cosmetics and giving them to humans.
Well, yeah, there's got to be a certain percentage that you can allow just to see how many monkeys survive that, right?
Well, there's a question for you. Yeah. When it comes to, like, putting your... You know how when you buy hot dogs, they'll allow a certain amount of...
Lips.
...of debris in your hot dog?
Yes. You mean like rat excrement?
Yeah, exactly.
There, yeah.
When you're selling, like, you know, foundation or an eyeliner, is there a certain amount of death that's allowed when you sell it? Say it only kills one person in 10,000.
Look, I think you're going down a morbid road.
I'm just curious what the standard is.
No, I know.
I wager you that perfection is not required when you're running these tests for the U.S. government.
I do know this, that car companies allow pricing to take care of things go wrong with the car.
They know that there's going to be a certain amount.
So that's
there's the insurance guy piping.
You got that right.
Now Greg's skin is tingling.
A little bit. Just got taken back a little bit by the ad there. That's so I'm back.
You really threw him into a tether.
Yeah, it was...
You mean saying all that stuff out loud?
All that insurance talk?
Been away for 2 years. That's kind of tough to take all at once.
It was almost like being back in the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, just about. Bring it on.
Okay, this whole monkey farm thing got me going. I don't know if we got enough time.
We're going all the way to the bottom with the monkeys.
No, I'm trying to get us back up out of the monkey sewer here. And talk about the bigger picture, I guess. But we don't have time. This is going to be a whole nother show.
Well, give us a tease.
It's going to be animals in general, not just monkeys.
Okay. Yeah,
that's where I'm going with this. But here's what I'm trying to get my arms around with this whole monkey thing. 30,000 monkeys.
That is a lot.
If you had a city
with
30,000 people, that's a big town. But they're going to put them all in a building, a confined space.
Like a college dorm.
Yeah. Or smaller. It's just freaking me out. I know that probably within a close proximity to where we are right now, there's probably a chicken farm.
Oh, they're yeah.
Probably a hog confinement operation.
Absolutely.
I think most of the cattle platforms are out
have
west.
Been eating, yeah.
But, I mean, there's some, you know, probably a chinchilla farm around or two.
Yeah.
I think those are mostly up north, aren't they?
Probably.
Chinchillas, ermines.
That dachshund upstairs mink. Feels just like a chinchilla.
It does not feel like a chinchilla.
That black one does.
Have you ever felt a chinchilla?
Yeah.
When did you feel a chinchilla?
Chinchilla farm.
You're making this up right now.
I mean, I was cleaning chinchilla cages as a high school student.
Hey, you want to talk about stink?
What, me?
I wasn't going to say anything,
farm.
Rick.
Chinchilla farm. Yeah.
They're musky.
Woo!
They're musky animals.
Yeah, they've got a musk gland.
Okay.
Can you name all the animals with a musk gland?
Musk ox.
No.
Skunk.
Yeah, skunk.
That
muskrat.
Would be my first guess.
Is it falls a muskrat in that does? Category? Yeah, yeah.
Skink.
I don't think a skink has a musk gland. I think it has two penises, but it doesn't have a musk gland.
That's something you need.
I
to
don't
know.
Even know how to go. What? Wow.
I think most lizards and snakes double up. Not most, all. Are you going to take zoology? For Pete's sake?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, there you go.
I don't think you did either.
I think he makes a lot of this up.
Go ahead, look it up.
I'm just looking at most popular monkeys here.
Capuchin. These are capuchin monkeys, aren't they?
Yeah. We got a monoculture of monkeys.
Okay. I mean, that's not, the second big word you used tonight.
It's not right. Just any old type of monkey. They're not like filling the place with orangutans and gorillas and chimps and stuff. They're capuchin monkeys.
Yeah.
You don't want 30,000 gorillas in a small confined area.
Do you know what you know what 30,000 gorillas can do?
Whatever they want.
You betcha. Oh, man. Throw some poo.
I would be really nervous walking through a 30,000 gorilla facility.
I don't think I could.
Where they're all packed in tight and being made to wear makeup.
Yeah. Wow.
You know how many tires that would take?
Or how much eyeliner?
They're not putting makeup on the monkeys. They're
or
testing.
Gorillas.
They're testing
sure.
them with
Do you
drugs.
Know that? Do you know that for sure?
I wonder if they're testing Viagra on 30,000 gorillas.
Then walk through there,
That'd
buddy.
That'd be trouble.
I give you a dollar. Walk through
I
there.
Bet we're out of time.
Wow,
now.
Are we out of time?
Getting close. I don't think we're there yet. But
all righty then.
Just throw a bunch of pills in there and let them go.
See you later.
I think I'm gonna need to get the. I'm gonna need to get the emergency banjo signal out tonight.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Where do you go from here?
Home.
Yeah. Turn it off.
We're not out of time.
No, I didn't think
we're
so.
Just this clock is wrong.
I know it is.
Well, we started a little late, so we got about 2 minutes.
You could get to, you know, if you had 30,000 of those little organ grinder monkeys, that'd be
beautiful music.
I'd walk into the cage with them, just kind of climb on me.
Well, when it came time to pick your organ grinder monkeys, aren't you looking for ones that have a little musical ability?
No, I'm looking for ones with little red vests on them.
Well, they would all have
that. And that little fez like that they wear.
Do they dress themselves?
They try to.
I don't know what would happen if we put one of those little fez caps on your dog. Freeze.
Look like a chinchilla.
No, it'd freeze.
Yeah, yeah.
You got that dog that freezes.
Yeah, Noodles has hat paralysis. You put a hat on him, he turns into a statue.
That's bizarre. Now, do they put collars on all 30,000 monkeys?
I wouldn't keep track of them.
They get tagged, I'll bet.
Tagged?
They get like a... What's them little markers they put in dogs to track them?
Well, they put
microchipped.
Microchipped. I bet they're all microchipped.
Oh, so if like one gets out, they can track it down and bring it back.
Yeah, you know here's the thing about these capuchin monkeys, it's illegal to go fish them out of the wild and do tests on them.
Yeah, right. These are all factory made monkeys. Factory made.
But that begs the question, doesn't it? Where'd they get their starters?
Right.
Someone went out and fished them out of the fished them out of the jungle.
Or God created them for this factory.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, two monkeys appeared in Georgia.
In cage number 43A. It was empty this morning, but now there's two monkeys in it.
We woke up this morning, there were two monkeys here. We decided to build a factory around it.
I was looking up monkeys, different types, and there is a thing called Allen's Swamp Monkey. Real thing.
A what?
Allen's Swamp Monkey.
Allen's Swamp Monkey?
Yeah.
That's that one smoking all my cigarettes.
That's what it is. That was all right. I think our time's up.
All right. What language do you want to hear this in?
Italian.
All right. See you later from Rick Gator.
Greg Gator.
And Tim Jim.
Questa è stata l'ora del wrestling di Galli a glotte della fratelli Ringhausen. Le ore del wrestling di Galli a glotte del progetto Ringhausen e le spende di cappelle Hivona. Una tazza da palabra per se lo sombre. E dalle totofone del vicino del den alle nepolle del polo mille lune. Nessuna parte della trasmissione di ogni pallolo e sale riportata di senso della espressione altre zone scritte della nota di americano latte con alligatore association. Si vede di moro più tardi di Rick Gattari, Greg Gattari e Alligatore.